This is the Sakar Murli of 19th of February 2025. Essence. Sweet children, forget everything you have studied up till now. To die alive means to forget everything. Let nothing of the past be remembered. Question. What are the signs of those who haven't completely died alive? Answer. They continue to argue, even with the Father. They continue to give examples from the scriptures. Those who have completely died say, only the things that Baba says are the truth. For half a cycle, the things we were listening to were false. This is why we mustn't let those things emerge from our mouths. The Father says, hear no evil. Song. Salutations to Shiva. Om Shanti. It has been explained to you children that when you make people sit down in silence, for which the word Nishta, specially conducted meditation, has been given, you are made to conduct this drill. The Father now sits here and explains to you spiritual children that those who have died alive say, we have died a living death. For example, when a human being dies, he forgets everything, only the sanskars remain. You now belong to the Father. You are also dead to the world. The Father says, you had the sanskars of performing devotion. Those sanskars are now changing, so you die alive. When human beings die, they forget everything they have studied. They then have to study again in their next birth. The Father says, forget whatever you have studied. You have become the fathers, have you not? I tell you new things. So now forget the Vedas, the scriptures, the Granth, chanting, doing intense tapasya, etc. Forget all of those things. This is why it is said, hear no evil, see no evil. This applies to you children. Some who have studied many scriptures, etc., and have not died completely, will continue to argue uselessly. Once dead, you would never argue. You would say, only what the Father says is the truth. Why should anything else emerge from our lips? The Father says, don't bring that out of your mouths at all. Hear no evil. The Father has given the direction. Don't listen to anything. Tell them, we are now the children of the ocean of knowledge. Why then should we remember devotion? We only remember the one God. The Father has said, forget the path of devotion. I explain an easy aspect. If you remember me, the seed, the whole tree will enter your intellects. The main thing that you have is the Gita. Only in the Gita is there the explanation of God. These are now new things. One always pays more attention to new things. This is a very simple matter. The most important thing is to have remembrance. You have to be told repeatedly, man man above, remember the Father. This is a very deep matter. Only in this do obstacles arise. There are many children who don't remember Baba for even 2 minutes. Even after belonging to the Father, they don't perform good actions, and they don't even have remembrance. They continue to perform sinful actions. This just doesn't sit in their intellects. Therefore, it would be said that this is disregarding the Father's directions. They aren't able to study, and so they don't receive that strength. You receive strength from a physical study. Study is a source of income. That is for the livelihood of the body, and that too is for a short time. Some die whilst they are studying, and so they wouldn't take that education with them. They have to take another birth and start studying from the beginning again. Here, however, whatever you study, you will take that with you, because you will receive the fruit of it in your next birth. All the rest definitely belongs to the path of devotion. No one knows what types of things exist there. The spiritual father sits here and gives this knowledge to you spirits. Only once does the Father, the Supreme Spirit, come and give this knowledge to you spirits, through which you become the masters of the world. Heaven does not exist on the path of devotion. You have now become the lords. Maya too makes children orphans, ones without parents. They start fighting amongst themselves over trivial things. If they don't stay in remembrance of the Father, they would be orphans. If you become an orphan, you would definitely perform one sinful act or another. The Father says, "Once you belong to me, don't defame me. Move forward with a lot of love. Don't say wrong things." The Father also has to uplift Ahalyas, hunchbacks and native women. It is written that Rama, God, ate the native woman's berries. Now, would he really eat her food just like that? When she becomes a Brahmin from a native, why should he not eat? This is why Brahma Bhojan is praised. Shiv Baba wouldn't eat anyway. He is Abhokta, the one beyond any effect of experience. However, this chariot eats. You children don't need to argue with anyone. You should always remain on the safe side. Just speak a couple of words. Shiv Baba says, "Only Shiv Baba is called Rudra." The flames of destruction emerged from Rudra's sacrificial fire of knowledge, so he is God Rudra. Sri Krishna wouldn't be called Rudra. Sri Krishna doesn't make destruction happen. Only the Father has creation, sustenance, and destruction carried out. He doesn't do anything himself. Otherwise he would be blamed. He is Karan Karavanhar. The Father says, "I don't tell anyone to destroy everything. It is all fixed in the drama." Does Shankar do anything? Nothing at all. There is just the memorial of destruction taking place through Shankar. They bring about destruction themselves. This drama, which is preordained, is explained. Everyone has forgotten the Father, the Creator. They say God the Father is the Creator, but they don't know him at all. They believe that he creates the world. The Father says, I don't create it, I change it. I change this Iron Age into that Golden Age. I come at the confluence of which it is remembered, supreme auspicious age. God is the benefactor. He brings benefit to all, but how and what benefit he brings is not known. In English they call him the liberator and the guide, but they don't understand the meaning of that. It is said, after doing devotion, you will find God, you will receive salvation. Human beings cannot grant salvation to all. Otherwise, why would the Supreme Soul be praised as the purifier, the bestower of salvation for all? None of them knows the Father. They are orphans. Their intellects have no love for the Father. Now, what can the Father do? He himself is the Lord. His birthday, Shiv Jayanti, is celebrated in Bharat. The Father says, I come to give the fruit to the devotees. I only come in Bharat. In order to come, I would definitely need a body. It is not as though anything will happen through inspiration. I enter this one and give you this knowledge through this one's mouth. It is not a matter of a cow's mouth. Here it is a matter of this mouth. A human mouth is needed, not that of an animal. Their intellects do not even work this much. On the other hand, they show Bhagirath, lucky chariot. No one knows anything at all about when he comes or how he comes. So the Father sits here and explains to you children, you have died. Therefore, forget the path of devotion completely. God Shiva speaks, remember me. Your sins will then be absolved. Only I am the purifier. When you become pure, I will take everyone back. Give this message to every home. The Father says, remember me and your sins will be absolved. You will become pure. Destruction is just ahead. You call out, O purifier, come. Purify the impure. Establish the kingdom of Rama and liberate us from the kingdom of Ravan. Each one of you makes effort for yourself. The Father says, I come and liberate everyone. Everyone is in the jail of Ravan, the five vices. I bring salvation for all. I am called the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. The kingdom of Rama would be in the new world. The intellects of you Pandavas are now loving. The intellects of some become loving straight away. The love of others is connected slowly. Some just say, we surrender everything to the Father. No one but the One is left. The support of all is definitely the One God. This is the simplest of all simple things. Remember the Father and remember the cycle, and you will become the kings and queens who rule the globe, Chakravarti. This is the school for becoming the masters of heaven. This is why the name King Chakravarti has been given. By knowing the cycle, you become Chakravarti. Only the Father explains this. Otherwise, you are not to argue about anything. Just say, forget about all the things of the path of devotion. The Father says, only remember me. This is the main thing. Those who are fast effort makers become engrossed in this study a great deal. Those who have an interest in studying wake up early and study. Those who perform devotion also wake up early in the morning. They perform such intense devotion. When someone is about to cut off his head, he has a vision. Here, Baba says, visions are harmful. By getting caught up in having visions, this knowledge and yoga stop. Time is wasted. This is why you should have no interest at all in going into trance. It is also a great disease through which Maya enters. Just as at a time of war, when the news is being broadcast, the other side causes such bad interference that no one can hear it. Similarly, Maya too puts obstacles in front of many. She doesn't allow you to remember the Father. It is understood when there are obstacles in someone's fortune. It is checked whether Maya has entered or not, and whether they say anything against the law or not. Otherwise, Baba would quickly take away that position from them. Many human beings say, if only I were to be granted a vision, I would give you all of this wealth, property, etc. Baba says, keep it all yourself. What need does God have of your money? The Father knows that whatever there is in this world, it is all to be burnt to ashes. What could Baba do? Through Baba, a lake is created drop by drop. Follow the Father's directions. Open a hospital, come university, where people can come and become the masters of the world. You have to sit on 3 feet of land and make ordinary human beings into Narayan. However, even those with 3 feet of land cannot be found. The Father says, I explain the essence of all the Vedas and scriptures to you. All of those scriptures belong to the path of devotion. Baba is not defaming anyone. This play has already been created. This is only said to explain to you. It is still a play, after all. No one can defame a play. I speak of the sun of knowledge and the moon of knowledge, but they go to the moon and do research. Is there a kingdom there? Japanese people believe in the sun. I speak of the Sun Dynasty. People then sit and worship the sun. They offer water to the sun. So Baba has explained to you children, don't argue too much about anything. Only tell them one thing. The Father says, remember me alone, and you will then become pure. Everyone in the kingdom of Ravan is now impure, but they don't believe themselves to be impure. Children, let there be the land of peace in one eye and the land of happiness in the other eye. Forget this land of sorrow. You are living lighthouses. Even in the exhibition, the name Bharat, the lighthouse, has been kept. However, they do not understand. You are now lighthouses. At ports, a lighthouse shows the way for the steamers. You too show everyone the way to the land of liberation, and the land of liberation in life. When people come to an exhibition, tell them with a lot of love, God, the Father of all, is one. God, the Father, the Supreme Soul, says, remember me. He would definitely say that through a mouth. Establishment takes place through Brahma. Therefore, all of us are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Even those Brahmins sing praise of you Brahmins. Salutations to the deities, the Brahmins. The highest on high is only the one Father. He says, I teach you the highest Raja Yoga, through which you become the masters of the whole world. No one can snatch that kingdom away from you. It was Bharat's kingdom over the world. There is so much praise of Bharat. You know that we are now establishing that kingdom according to Srimad. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to become fast effort makers, remain interested in this study. Wake up early in the morning and study this study. Have no desire to have visions. Time is wasted in that. 2. Remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Forget this land of sorrow. Don't argue with anyone. Show the path to the lands of liberation and liberation in life with love. Blessing. May you remain introverted and constantly merged in an ocean of happiness with love. It is said those who are introverted are constantly happy. The children who receive the blessing of being constantly introverted remain merged in an ocean of happiness with love, like the Father. The children of the bestower of happiness also become bestowers of happiness. They distribute the treasure of happiness to all souls. So now become introverted and such perfect idols that no matter with what feelings people come to you, their desires are fulfilled when they leave. Just as nothing is lacking in the Father's treasures, so you also have to become overflowing like the Father. Slogan. Maintain your spiritual pride, and you will never have any feeling of being insulted. Have love for solitude and imbibe unity and concentration. Always try to keep yourself underground, that is, always try to remain introverted. All activities can be carried out underground, that is, you can do everything while being introverted. By carrying out your activities in introversion, you will be protected from any obstacles. You will be able to save time and also thoughts. Be in solitude, and together with that, also have just as much of an entertaining nature. Om Shanti.